It looks like Ukraine has a new president, billionaire politician Petro Poroshenko. And while the country looks forward, we wanted to check back with Ukrainian journalist Natalie Sedletska in Kiev. The last time we spoke with Natalie, she was in the compound of the ousted president, Viktor Yanukovych. She was going through thousands of documents that he'd left behind. It was part of an investigative journalism project called Yanukovych Leaks.
We already did about 12 investigations, all about the criminal activities of the ex-president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych.
And Natalie, what was the most shocking thing, the most interesting thing maybe that you found in these papers?
I personally, with my colleagues, made an investigation about hunting club of Viktor Yanukovych. Ministers, ex-presidents, prosecutors, oligarchs, businessmen, they were all hunting together. These people had to pay for their membership in the president's hunting club. So imagine what a conflict of interest it is.
So now, while you've been investigating Ukraine's past, Ukrainians' future is moving full steam ahead. You were in Kiev yesterday for elections. What was the atmosphere there? What were people talking about?
It was like a holiday, like national holiday. People were going to elections with their families. People were staying for 2-3 hours in lines just to vote for the next president. They didn't really complain, you know. It really felt like a holiday. People were wearing Ukrainian national costumes even, you know, because that's what we wear when it's holiday.
The man who seems to be the next president is Petro Poroshenko, known as the Chocolate King because of a business he runs. What are folks saying about why they supported him? How is he different? What is the kind of change that people are hoping for? He is an oligarch. He's a very rich man, right?
He is rich. But I think that there are a few logics of people who voted for Poroshenko, and one of it is that he is already rich. He doesn't need to steal money from the budget. The hope is that he is smart enough and he knows how to organize big business from the beginning, so he knows how to deal with organizations. But at the same moment, I would say that people think, and I think this is true, that politicians feel now more responsibility to the people. They feel that there is accountability, you know.
Many protesters are still encamped on Maidan. They're saying that the fight is not over. What signs are these Ukrainians waiting for to know that things have really changed, that the fight is over?
I think there are two dimensions to talk about. One of them is corruption. So newly elected president has to fight corruption. He has to fight schemes in government. We call it like that. And another important direction, of course, is the external politic. I mean, the Russian threat in the eastern Ukraine. And it's not announced, but there is a war in the eastern Ukraine. People die there every day. So the main expectation of people is that newly elected president will do anti-terrorist operation in the eastern Ukraine fast and effectively.
Natalie Sedletska is a journalist for Radio Liberty in Kiev, Ukraine. Thanks again, Natalie, for speaking with us.
Thank you, Aaron.